A reading from John 6, 53-59. Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day. For my flesh is real food and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the living Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your ancestors ate manna and died, but whoever feeds on this bread will live forever." He said this while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum.
I remember many years ago, I was in Kansas City, where the company's distribution center is, and I was there over a weekend and I went to church, and this was the passage that was being preached on. I remember the minister or pastor kind of warning the congregation, as we will see tomorrow, that this is a very, very tough passage. And if you're approaching it literally, you're in bad trouble because you're really talking about cannibalism.
Right.
And that's not what Jesus is talking about.
Right. That's the whole issue. Jesus speaks so metaphorically and through parable that you'll come up with ridiculous things if you want to push him out to his illogical point. The early Christians were accused of being cannibals because of this. And in fact, they were accused of being into licentious sexual orgies because communion was referred to as a love fest. You know, they loved one another so much in this, and all that the people could identify it with were the Roman fests that were just complete debauchery. And Jesus here is obviously not making a statement on cannibalism, but he's saying, in many ways, preparing for the table that he will introduce later to his disciples, the restructuring of the Passover, that every time you come to that table, you're taking my life in again. You're taking in my body, you're taking in my blood, you're taking in the very sustenance that will become a part of your life and moving you forward. And it's one of those great mysteries that only comes alive when you're at that table. And somehow you feel like Jesus is coming into you again for the very first time.
You had mentioned one time, and we had actually talked about this, where we need to be filled up with Christ. In other words, we're leaking vessels, which, you know, when you accept Jesus in and he fills you up with the Holy Spirit, you have to understand that it's going to come out of you, sometimes just by living, and sometimes just by living is really what I meant. And you need to come back to the table. You need to be filled up. You need to reconnect with Jesus through the Holy Spirit. And then you go out again. It's a very different life than the life that the early Christians were accused of. It was absolutely the opposite of that.
That's why I love being in a church where we take the Lord's table every week, because I need that tangible, physical reminder. I fill up on Jesus every morning in the Word and prayer, and throughout the day come back to him. But there's something about coming together as the body of Christ and taking in his body and taking in his blood as just being made alive in a fresh way so that I can have courage to start my week over.